schedule for 2 days.
It's
2011.
Go. Michael.
Oh, Lord.
Michael.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Ouch.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat,
that's me,
the Giddy Geeker,
woo!
And Tiffany the Technician.
Currently not appearing on this podcast.
The time is a strict progression of course to
played by a chair.
Non-linear,
form of water. Form of a non-linear cat. Doesn't fart that much.
The host.
Oh, dude.
He's
gonna kill me later. Alright. Part of Joey next week.
played by the corpse of Joey.
Guess what? 150 episodes we recorded of this.
Whoa, oh my god,
podcast.
This is 150.
Yeah, this is the 150th.
This is a special occasion.
Yeah, we've got Ezra and David with us. This is fantastic.
Yeah. But before we allow you guys to relax for 1 minute, we're going to launch right into the rapid fire response round.
I'm about to
ask you a series of questions which you need to respond to with either a single word or a short phrase. If you don't answer within a certain amount of time, we will answer for you. Our answer of choice tends to be
stripper pole.
So we will do a stripper pole count at the end to see how many times we had to fill that in for you. Are you ready?
Ezra, come back. Oh, he's like, I'm out.
And Ezra has already told us he's not geeky. What cosplay would you like to try? What hero would
dress
you like
up.
To dress
what
up as?
What hero would you like to dress up as?
Let's do Superman.
All right. David, yeah. Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Both.
Whoa.
Nice. Ezra, what cool new technology do you want to see next?
Technology. Self-driving cars.
Yeah. David, what's your guilty pleasure?
Britney Spears.
Oh.
Nice.
Ezra, if you had to be in anything in life, would you rather be Batman?
Sure.
Okay. Finish this sentence. I wish they would bring back... Dun, dun, dun.
Britney Spears.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson. That would be kind of creepy.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, what TV show would you recommend that nobody spend any time watching?
Lost.
If you couldn't live in the U.S., which may be a possibility, where would you want to live?
Switzerland.
All right. Planes, trains, or automobiles?
I kind of like trains.
I do too. Who is your favorite Superman actor?
I can't remember the...
Oh, stripper pole!
Yeah.
Great answer!
Ezra,
I agree.
Who
great.
Scares you?
Oh, I can't answer that.
Oh my!
My answer. Let me think. A boss.
Okay. David, what superpower would you like to have?
Levitation.
All right. Okay. So now we're going to take both of you gentlemen. We're going to give you 24 hours notice that we're about to stick you on an island by yourself with a iPad that is solar battery charged, and you're allowed to load one of each of the following. What musical album would you preload to listen to over and over again trapped on an island? David, we'll start with you. Because Ezra looks like he's in pain.
This is like Ezra's lost fear right here.
It's like, just one?
One.
Herbie Hancock's collab. He did a collaboration album with a lot of different people.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Ezra.
Maybe like a Sam Cooke box set.
Okay.
Cool.
What Wallach. Book would you read? Over and over again.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
That would be interesting. It's about escape, too. What book would you read?
Robinson Crusoe.
All right.
It might tell you to get off.
Learn something.
What,
on a Friday.
What movie would you load so you'd have to watch that movie? Or movie series. You could do a series.
Expanded the selection.
Well, a lot of people default to it.
I know.
David, don't
it's
make me stripper
always,
pull you twice.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. Okay, TV series. All right,
yeah,
I guess I'll allow it. All right, Ezra?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. And then last question, what video game? It has to be one you can play on a tablet.
Oh, on a tablet.
Oh. Or something like that.
We should just have Skyrim on a tablet.
Yeah, is that, do we have a wide variety? It's or like Skyrim Zelda
on a desert island. It's like you're running everywhere. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going somewhere. Back to Whiterun.
They have like something of Skyrim's
version.
Yeah, likeness.
Okay. Huh. Ezra, what about yourself?
Maybe Tetris.
There you go. Just stacking and clearing. Well, you have survived rapid fire response round. I don't know how rapid we were, but I think David had a stripper pole count of one. And Ezra, you survived without any stripper poles.
No stripper
poles. Congratulations.
Nice.
So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here.
We're not really sure, no.
Well, hopefully you know who you are.
We're Charlotte musicians.
Okay.
And we play all over the Charlotte area, Huntersville, you know, Ballantyne Matthews, Gastonia. Where else?
Occasionally, you know, your mom's house or grandma's house. Whoever
house
has, you know, really play some weddings. And
now, do you guys
like
play
that
under the name of Ezra Root?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's your name, Ezra.
I think we're probably going to do more stuff where it's Ezra Root and David Gibson. He's starting to promote himself a little heavier. So we're just, and he's got some stickers, he's got some shirts coming and stuff like that. And,
awesome.
We recently did a promo video. I think I sent it to you.
Yes.
And you know, we got his name on there, so we're gonna try to promote two
They're
personalities.
They're gonna recognize you.
Yeah. So you're gonna try to prevent the whole Simon Garfunkel split
with
the two.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your musical style?
Because she wasn't there. So let me back up the truck here just a minute and say that I literally accosted Ezra on...
Well, that's typical.
Yeah. On the dock of the bay, as you were singing, the dock of the bay. He was over playing at a wine expo over by the
University
Hilton,
yeah,
and Boardwalk Billy's, and we happened to be going there for lunch, and we stumbled across them playing. And
I heard, before I even saw you guys, I heard freaking the Stone Temple Pilots cover.
Yeah,
yes.
And I'm like, oh gosh, this is awesome. Because like, I never hear.
Yeah, it was the
like,
one time we weren't upset
down,
to have
really
to wait
awesome
for a table because we get to sit outside and listen to you guys play.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. And then we were finishing up our dinner and I saw that they were packing up and I ran over and said, I am not a crazy person. Here's my card, please.
And I said, wait, I don't have any money. You've got my wallet in your purse. Come back here. And then I started washing dishes and I was like, if I ever see those musicians again, I'll kill them. No. So welcome. Yeah.
Not even.
Drink
like
the
that
water. Nothing's in there.
Okay, so now back to but Carol wasn't
back
with us at that time. So explain a little bit about your musical stylings and
yeah,
how you would describe yourself to somebody who hasn't heard your music before.
I guess I'll go first, and I'll let you finish. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of covers because that's usually what you know venues want us to play, and then our originals are kind of blues rock based sort of stuff. I like a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, but then I grew up in the 90s, so
yeah,
anything that was like alternative in the 90s, I listened to a lot. But I like all sorts of music. I like right now I'm listening to a lot of soul and funk stuff. Ooh. So, and then what I liked about David when he came along, because he just showed up one day when I was playing a gig and said, can I play with you? And he's been playing with me ever since. Was that,
so you're
you know,
used to being accosted.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Some of the most interesting
awesome
people will accost you. But,
yes, I'm interesting.
Yeah, he plays a djembe, which is an African drum, and you don't usually hear that paired with the blues. And I thought it was interesting because, you know, the blues is kind of an African-American style of music from, you know, where it started anyway, but you don't hear a lot of African instruments with it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really neat way to kind of pair something up and sound a little different.
Yeah,
it was definitely a very modern take on some classic, amazing music. So we were very excited. I'm a little passionate about music. I will simmer down this. Get a geeker.
I just started to drag and get a geeker. I was like, Interstate Love Song, slow down. This is incredible. Come on. This is crazy. great.
So, David, where did you get your start musically, and what are some of your influences?
Well, I'd like to say I've always been beating on surfaces ever since I exited my mother's womb, so it was kind of natural.
She was kind of like, please stop beating on me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out. But it was just kind of natural for me to kind of go like a hand percussion route. I did music and stuff in middle and high school and college. I played clarinet, everything in the clarinet family, really. Then I would sneak back to the drum section and, you know, hang out with them. And then I played tuba, so I had some kind of backline heartbeat, you know, knowledge as well. And then just kind of just kept on growing and growing until I found people I love to play with. So Ezra was one of them. I think that was that the same day that Marshall Tucker Band was playing, or was that another occasion?
It might have been. It's the same festival. It might have been the next year Marshall Tucker.
Okay.
But it's been a while. I feel as though
there was something going on in the pavilion, and I was in between gigs, and I heard him playing on the patio of Sharky's, that's not even there anymore in Gastonia. And I think it was three people, and I had no idea that was your family right there. That was your family, right?
That was a whole lot of you.
There's three people. Love those and days, I was like, right? Well, yeah. You know, it's only three people, and if, you know, if we suck, like, at least only those three people would hear it, but we had like instant connection. So ever since then, it's been magic. We've been a lot of different places. I'm blessed to know him and play with him. But it's been a wonderful journey.
Yay. So how long have you been performing then?
Probably together, I guess maybe 5 years or six years.
I want to say 6 or 7.
Wow. Yeah, it's probably 6. Wow. So which is odd with local musicians, because most of the time guys just switch up and go different directions and play with all kinds of different people, but...
Yeah, we've interviewed a couple of folks, and like literally it was this litany of formerly of this band, 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 and I'm like, okay, but I haven't heard of any of them, so I don't know that I would keep them all on your resume, maybe. But I mean, you know, it's hard, but it's nice to know that Charlotte has a diverse music scene.
It is nice to know it has a diverse music scene. My ex is a musician, and he plays in a blues band. Do you find
Which
that
one?
It's the Bill Miller band? He's the bassist. Do you find it hard to find places to gig in Charlotte? Or because I know with them it was kind of like we're playing the same things every month. Not that they cared because it was a place to play, but
I think we have the best of both worlds because we're acoustic, so we can go anywhere.
Yeah,
you know, we can play in a restaurant or. We can play at a loud brewery or bar and still have, you know, obviously you're not going to play the same volumes in this type of settings, but
you don't it'll be
hard for a band to play, you know, and you know, where you're supposed to be background music, unless you're like a jazz, you know, kind of outfit. But I think it's been pretty easy as long as you get the communication factor.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue because... You could shoot out probably like 20 emails and maybe you'll get 5 responses back from all that. So I would say no, it hasn't been difficult to find places, but maybe to actually get your foot in the door, been a little bit harder on that front.
Yeah, I think so. And of course it doesn't help that part of the city keeps getting, every time there's a cool place that plays music,
it closes.
They close.
We need a parking lot.
To put up another apartment building. Did you?
You know how we've combated that is, I actually have made contact with a company that works with these apartment buildings, and we do events for the apartment buildings.
So, if you're going to knock down
the chop shop. Double-edged sword, but if they knock down that place and put an apartment building there, we'll play the apartment building. So, we kind of have like a play for anybody, anywhere, any volume, any style.
That's awesome.
Kind of an idea about it. Just as long as they let us play, we'll show up and play it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So is this your day job? Is this your full-time job? Or is this just something you do on the side?
This is my full-time job. I play with a lot of different people, but me and Ezra are definitely main main focus for sure. If you know, if I had something scheduled with him, it's pretty much set in stone. But it's a full-time job. You know, I don't do it all, but you know, I do it all in a sense. So
for me, it's a part-time or another full-time job.
Yeah, that's what it seems to tend to be.
My day job is from 6 to 3. So it makes it easy to get off and get home and shower and eat and then get out to Charlotte and play, even during the week. So a lot of times I have plenty of time to take a nap in between. So I just kind of do both, and I'm blessed with a lot of energy.
<That's> sure, man, yeah.
It doesn't hurt that it's something I really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think I could wash dishes after I got off. I guess it's a part-time.
So, you had made a comment before we started the podcast, and I'm totally going to use it against you now. You had talked about the fact that you find yourself to be somewhat introverted most of the time. So, how do you find when you get on stage? There's an ice cream truck, and it's driving me crazy. I can hear it in the background, and I'm like,
did an angel get their wings?
It's like, please stop coming down here. Does
anyone got a dollar on this ice cream?
Carol, we have company. Oh.
Get some for all of us. Here's a tip.
We'll get you a popsicle in between episode 150 and 151. So, so talk to me a little bit about what it's like getting on stage. I mean, I know that I talk a lot on the podcast and I talk a lot in person, but I would consider myself to be somewhat introverted as well. Carol doesn't believe me for a second. But you actually, Carol, are very
horribly
introverted.
Introverted.
Yes. So she talks on the podcast, but before or after she's in her phone.
Yeah.
So how do you feel like that affects you guys when you go out to perform?
David's definitely an extrovert. You know, that helps that I've kind of paired up with him because he's got this whole other energy that I don't have that I kind of feed off of, you know, and I kind of watch what he does and, you know, it's just a weird kind of a friendship bond going on there. But as far as performing, it's kind of been like a therapy for me because I force myself to face the fear kind of a thing. And then it's gotten, growing up in my 20s, I had a lot of social anxiety. You know, dealt with it in unhealthy ways and didn't go places. And when I got older, I stopped caring as much and just decided to just face the fear. And music has really helped me go like toward the light instead of staying at home in the dark.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
David, obviously you just went up stage and said, dude, I'm gonna play with you, so yeah. That was a non-issue.
Well, I would say this.
Do you find that any part of performing intimidates you?
There's definitely like some butterfly action that goes on, but I would feel that we are our true selves when we're out there playing music. It just, it's us. It's our soul, you know. So I feel as though it's easy to communicate that way. And even me being as approachable and, you know, talkative as I am, I still have some, you know, communication issues at times, trying to connect with people, but when I'm up there playing, you know, it just flows out. You know, it's just something that's felt and something that's heard. So it's a lot easier to express that, especially when first getting off, you know, because we're still on that plane. You know, it's got some residual effects flowing through. But it's definitely a lot easier when you're able to express that and to kind of translate it over to when you are communicating regularly, I guess, or differently, as far as vocalizing.
Awesome. Cool. So tell us where we can find you on the interwebs.
I guess the easiest place where we stay the most active, because it's where everybody seems to be, is Facebook. So there's like a little fan page, and you can like the fan page. I have my own page. That's just like a normal profile page.
Right.
We also have a Reverb Nation page, which has all of our gig information and show dates and all that sort of stuff on there. And there's a website as well. It's www.ezraroot.com. Where else are we at? You can call my phone.
You can find us in bathrooms and the Charlotte area.
Yep, no, where our stickers dude, no. Are.
Wow, that's been so fun.
So when's your next gig?
We got two coming up on Friday. One of them is private, but the other one is at...
Well, then why you taunt that? Why you taunt us with that? We're exclusive.
You do private
gigs.
Events as well.
Exclusive band, and we got some... But the private one is one of those apartment gigs. That's what that is. It's I think Sky House is opening up a new tower, which is I think uptown.
Awesome.
We're gonna do like a thing on the rooftop, which those are really cool.
That's fun.
But and we're on Instagram too. That just reminded me. We got a lot of cool pictures on Instagram. Every time we do
of
something,
all the places we can't go here yet.
There's some videos on there, but I take a lot of pictures when we're on top of these apartment buildings of the skyline and all that. So you can find us there as well. But our gigs this weekend are Friday. I think it's like 8:30. At M's Wine Bar, which is in Cornelius.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Saturday, we're going to be at the Davidson Street Public House from...
Noda.
Yeah, Noda. From probably about 8:30 until 11:30.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, and make sure you add those gigs to our community calendar so we can help get the word out as well.
That's awesome.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ezra and David. We have another episode coming up in a little bit. You think you'll be able to hang out, or do you have one of those private parties you got to do?
Let me check my phone.
Well, stay tuned to find out if they're here for episode 151. And with that, push the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook
at
facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery.
It is a new song.
@CLTGOG.
Yeah.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofte. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.